You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why has the New Zealand Educational Institute rejected the latest government offer?
Well, we've had one government offer, and the offer falls far short of what teachers and principals have been asking for. So as far as pay is concerned, we were asking for 16% over 2 years to attract and retain teachers and principals. The offer falls far short of that. It's 2 to 3% for most members over a year, over 3 years. We asked for time to teach and time to lead and support for children with special needs. So there was no support given to help us with the workload around special needs. So we were looking for a learning support coordinator in every school. It's a really important and big job, and it is not funded. So that means children with learning support needs and the teachers who work with those children actually don't get the support that they require. We asked for time for teachers to carry out the intensive work they do one-on-one and with small groups, and for assessment with children. We were offered 2 hours a term, which works out at 12 minutes extra a week, which is an insult as far as our teachers are concerned. So those are the key issues. We weren't, the offer that came from the ministry did not hit the expectations that we had, and we were very clear that these are the things that are needed in our schools right now so that children's education doesn't suffer.
And so the Ministry of Education spokesperson was disappointed that the New Zealand Educational Institute rejected this offer. What do you have to say about that?
Well, our members are really, really worried about children's education right now and into the near future. And the ministry has known for many years what our concerns are. And we have been saying those very loudly and very clearly in any opportunity that we have. And we did exactly the same when we were in negotiations. So, the ministry has heard, we hope, they've heard the issues that are coming from the people, teachers and principals that are in every school around the country that are actually engaging with our children and our community. So we know what the issues are, and we expect to have those issues addressed.
About 3 years ago, the Post Primary Teachers Association also asked for a 5% pay rise, but they ended up having to settle with a 2% rise over 3 years. Do you think the same thing could happen to the primary school teachers?
The issue is that over the last decade, whenever we've needed to negotiate, we have been offered very low pay increases. So the PPTA had 2% last time round, and so did primary teachers. And that is the issue. That is not the rates of pay are not enough to attract and keep teachers and principals. So, teachers, there are 40% fewer people entering training to be a teacher. There are teachers that are talking about how terrible the pay is or how low the pay is, and or that they're not getting enough pay to live, and they also have really heavy workloads, and so they're not staying. So, we've got a situation around the country where it is really hard to get teachers when we need them. So if a teacher is sick, we can't get relievers. We can't get teachers to start our role growth classes. Those are the classes that created during the year as the children turn five and start to come to school. So around the country, teacher supply crisis, it looks different in different places. But this is our reality. And when you can't get teachers, what happens is class sizes grow. And every parent in the country knows they don't want larger class sizes for their children.
And so how will the strike and pay rise exactly address the teacher shortage then?
So the strike is saying very clearly that this is an important and critical issue to teachers. Teachers do not strike lightly. It's 24 years since primary teachers were on strike. And over that time, we've got on and we've done our job and we've worked with children and done all, made sure that they had awesome learning and that their learning needs were met. Over recent years, as I've said, we have said loud and clear that we're not getting the support we need to actually work with children with special needs and to meet all the diverse needs of our learners. And the pay has not kept pace with other professions. So young people are choosing more lucrative professions. We need teaching to be recompensed at a rate that actually young people coming into the profession, can see a future living on. And so there definitely needs to be a pay jolt.
So when the teachers go on strike on August the 15th, what will be done to find the balance between the strike and work? Because I think the strike takes place between 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 and schools are still running at that time.
So basically it will be up to each Board of Trustees around the country to decide what will happen when the teachers are on strike. They're able to strike, they're legally able to strike, they're striking, they're losing half a day's pay because this is important, this is an important issue. People don't give up pay easily, but because this is such an important issue, that's what teachers have said they will do. And the reason they're doing that is to highlight to all of our communities, to the wider community, to the politicians, to the Ministry of Education, just how critical the issue is right now. And then boards of trustees will be making decisions about what happens with the schools, whether they're closed, whether they stay open. That will be a board of trustee decision to make. But teachers will be on strike, raising awareness of the issues. And also the idea on that strike afternoon is that the teachers will hear back from the negotiating teams what the ministry's latest offer is. They need to be able to get together to hear what the ministry's offer is in response to the fact that they're rejecting their first offer.
So what is the other event being held on August the 3rd that is related to this?
So on the 3rd of August, we are calling for a community day of action, and that means in every school around the country, we highlight the issues with our communities. So we do something with our communities to show that these issues are real and how they're impacting in our own school community, and highlighting what those issues are so that everybody in our community understands what the impact is of pay that hasn't kept pace, that we need that pay jolt for, and what the extra workload that teachers are under, what that's meaning for children and their learning, and also why we need to have extra support for children with learning needs. And, you know, many of our parents already know the issues. They're living through them right now, but we need to highlight that if these things don't get fit in the very near future, then the situation that we currently face will get worse.
Do you think you have the public support behind the strike?
The public, they understand that what happens in classrooms around the country is critical. We know that our parents support what we do in our own schools. It's up to us to make sure parents understand the extent of the issues and how they're impacting in our schools. And every parent that we engage with knows that their child needs support. They know that their child needs a teacher in the classroom. They don't want to see class sizes getting any bigger. In fact, that's the first question a parent asks when they come to school is, how big is the class size? You know, if we have fewer teachers, then class sizes are going to get bigger. The population is increasing. This is an issue that we've got to deal with now. And so I think that, you know, parents understand the issues and they will support us because they want the best for their children just as we do.
And as you were saying earlier that, you know, you don't have enough teachers with special needs children. So are you seeing a shortage in teachers being qualified in this area, or is the government like discriminating against them as in not providing enough help to those children? Like, what is going on around that?
So there are complex things going on for children with special needs. There's extra funding that comes for children that are identified with special needs. That funding does not cover all of the support that they need. It covers a portion of it. But there are also children that do not get identified and funded at the government level, at the Ministry of Education level, that are funded, that need to be funded within schools. And our resources are, you know, they've been, you know, they haven't grown with the needs that we see in our school, with the nature of learning needs, the increasing population. So, and we certainly need a learning support coordinator in every school, somebody whose job it is to look out for children with learning needs and to support them get the resources they need, and to support teachers to make sure that those children do get the resources that they need.
The New Zealand Nurses Organisation just recently cancelled their strike, which was set to take place tomorrow, because they're now revising the government's pay offer. Do you think the New Zealand Educational Institute, the same thing could possibly happen?
Well, we're looking forward to going back into negotiations with the Ministry of Education with a very strong mandate from our members, a strong mandate that says we reject the current offer, and that we will hold a three-hour stoppage or strike on the 15th of August. The purpose of that stoppage is so that the negotiation team can go back to our members and tell them what the ministry's next offer is. And we're looking forward to doing that. Our members need to hear what the new offer is, and then they will be deciding what our next steps are after that.
So do you have any further comments or anything else you'd like to add?
I think the one thing we need to make really clear here is that teachers and principals together are strongly resolved that the current offer does not meet the needs of the teaching profession or the children that we serve now, and we are really worried about what is happening in our schools now and in the near future, so we have to act, and the government ministry have to come to the party to make sure that every child in New Zealand has a great teacher in front of them in the foreseeable future, because the crisis is here and it is biting now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.